Yes, get ready for your miracle. This is the Gospel Healing Miracle Hour with Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott and Evangelist Prophetess Patricia Benjamin. We're so glad that you're listening to the program, and thank you so much. Tell your friends, because on this program, not only will you hear good gospel, but we also will give healing prayers and send out good wishes to all of our listeners. So let's go back to Shirley Caesar, who's talking to us, singing to us, about being next in line for a miracle, because you sure are.
You've been listening to them and have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line for a miracle.
Yes, we don't care what the devil is telling you. You're next in line with the miracle. And there's some of you who may be new to the program who may wonder, what is the history? Why is this the Gospel Healing Miracle Hour? Well, the reason is, dear friends, that over the past few years, I was privileged to have been chosen by Jesus and his holy archangels to be in charge of a program called The Universal Healer. The Universal Healer. And if you ever have an opportunity to read that manuscript, you will see that the Universal Healers were charged with providing and delivering and being the instruments of healing of all types. And during that time, it was my pleasure and honor to bring at least 12 people to the level of being master universal healers. But I want to tell you one thing, friends, like so many people who do Reiki healing and pranic healing and Muriel healing, they think, and I thought, it was about me. And what I didn't understand was that the healing work, I didn't really understand mentally, philosophically, and spiritually, that the healing work that was being done directly and with the permission and authority of God himself. Now, I just want to tell you, if you look at the books, you look at the materials, you would see things where I would say, well, it's not really me, it's Source. Well, guess what, friends? It wasn't Source. It was God itself. And for those of us who have been in different spiritual paths where we decided that God's name was Allah, Yahweh, Muhammad, Buddha, whatever, understand that that is like saying Splenda is sugar. Yes, you get some of the sweetness, but you're not getting the real thing. And I will say to anyone who is a practicing healer, who is not Christian, who has not yet accepted Jesus as his or her personal Savior, I want to say, friends, that if you use the same healing work that you've been using up to this point, and instead, before you do it, say, Jesus, I accept you into my heart as my personal Savior. And I know that it is not I that doeth this work, but truly it is you. In the name of Jesus, in your name, this healing is now performed. I stand aside so that God may send the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost through me, and that Jesus may act and bring about whatever is necessary in this person's life. So to begin the program, because this is the Miracle Healing Hour, Evangelist Benjamin is already online. We'll bring her on very shortly because I know you are looking as forward as I am to her inspiring message. I'm telling you, when that lady begins to speak, I'm ready to jump up and start running around the room. But I can't do that because I have the microphone in my hand and the computer on my lap. But I want to tell you, if you're waiting to hear her, I certainly can understand. But what we're going to do, because this is a Gospel Healing Miracle Hour, what we're going to do now is what I'm going to do is offer up a healing prayer. Now, I want to tell you that this prayer follows the order that was given me to use in terms of helping you to understand that whatever happens for you of a healing nature, of prosperity nature, is not because of you. It's done with God's mercy and blessing. Your responsibility as such is to release whatever you are holding on to, whatever you are allowing to interfere with your love of God, with your experiencing and being in the kingdom. So let's consider this prayer, and Evangelist Benjamin will lead us a little bit later on in a prayer that's more familiar to us, the Lord's Prayer. But this is a particular healing prayer that is aimed at allowing you to release in this moment yourself from whatever you're holding on to and whatever's holding on to you and keeping you from moving on into the kingdom. Because the kingdom of God is at hand, which means it's here now, right now, for you, for me. Heavenly Father, in this moment, we ask that the miracles that you have given us be made manifest. We ask it and do at this moment to be released from any and all connections that are negative that are bringing to our space something that keeps us from being holy, divine, filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, please in this moment, disconnect us. Just disconnect. If there are people, if there are neighbors, if there are relatives, whatever is coming from them that is interfering with us, Lord, please block it, neutralize it, and replace it with divine healing Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, we know that there are entities, devils and demons, and the enemy surrounds us at all times, trying to prevent us from experiencing you wholly, completely, and fully. Now, Lord, we ask it in this moment. We don't ask that they be sent to hell. We don't ask that they be sent to pigs or swine. We ask, Lord, that if they're doing this, Lord, please give them the opportunity to accept Jesus as their Savior and allow them, Lord, to be filled with light. If they do not accept Jesus, Lord, please disintegrate them. Return them to cosmic dust, knowing that at some point in your mercy, you will allow them once again to experience the divine choice. Now, Lord, we know, but not only our lives, but our relatives and some of our ancestors have committed what we know, and you know, our sins. And some traditions they call it karma. Lord, we ask that now, that whatever sins we have committed, sins of omission, sins of commission, we ask, Lord, that you forgive us and allow us, Lord, and permit us and notice that we are forgiving all those who have committed sins and trespasses against us. In this moment, Lord, we can feel your spirit. And I say to those of you who are listening, notice that the Holy Ghost now is surrounding you, cleansing you, purifying you, uplifting you. So in this moment, Lord, we know that you have brought us to the gates of heaven, and we're filled with joy, and we know that God's holy, that your holy angels are surrounding us, blessing us, loving us, and we're loving them. And we see Jesus, Lord, standing in front of the gate, ready to welcome us and allow the kingdom of heaven, which is at hand, to manifest fully and completely in our lives, that we may continue every single day to be in that kingdom and to let people see that the God that is you is in us and is now manifest. Now, Lord, we can see these gates are opening. And we look beneath our feet, Lord, and there is a golden path that leads us into your kingdom. And, Lord, now we stand before your throne. We kneel, Lord, and we are prostrate, knowing that we're not worthy, but you are worthy, and we worship and love and allow your goodness and grace to fill us wholly and completely. And we know that this is going to be with us, not only now, but forever. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. You know, there is a lot, and I'm sure the evangelist will help us along with this. There's a lot in the Bible, the Holy Bible, that helps us understand that God has already answered our prayer. And that it's not a begging, it's expecting the miracle, knowing that it will occur in time when we need it to occur. Absolutely, when God ordains it. So we're reminded to ask, to seek, and to knock, expecting and knowing that God will provide, and that our responsibility is to be in a state of expectation, appreciation, and thanks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me.
Hello, friends. Thank you for listening to our program. And we do hope that things are turning around for you. Therefore, we're asking that those of you who have wondered how you might support Glory United Ministries, we're asking you to just take a moment and get your pens out, and we will give you the information now. Both Evangelist Benjamin and I, Dr. Gregory Scott, hope that this program has been a blessing to you as it has for us. And if it has been a blessing to you, please feel free to click the donation button on our website. And our website is one that's easy to remember, www.glory.org. That's glory-u.org. There's a link on that website that you can use to send us any donation amount that feels right, correct, and comfortable for you. Now, if instead you're interested in sending a check or a money order to us to support this ministry, then here's the address. Glory United Ministries, 836 Walmart, Walmart Drive, Suite 7. And you can abbreviate Suite as STE 7, PMB 76. And that's Camden, Delaware. And that's DE19934. So our mailing address is Glory United Ministries, 836 Walmart, Walmart Drive, Suite 7, PMB 76. And that's Camden, Delaware, 19934. And your checks and money orders can be simply made out to Glory, Glory. So that can be what your check is made out to, Glory, Glory, which is our account name. And if you want to put the name of a person on there, then you can put either Gregory M. Scott or Patricia Bennett. So once again, thank you for listening, and we do hope that things really are turning around for you.
Your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now.
Well, sometimes I wake it up, and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now. In the palm of your hand, right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord,
right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now, Lord.
In the cradle of your own, Lord.
And here she is, Evangelist. Your line is open.
God bless you, Dr. Scott. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Real good. I tell you, I like that song. I'm calling your name. because I need you right now, Lord. You know, he is a right now God. The songwriter said he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he will be there on time and in time, because the scripture declares that my time is in his hand. And someone wrote a song many years ago before I came, said he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got that situation in Georgia on today in his hand, just a little ice and a little snow. It's something that we deal with all the time here in New York, but we're equipped for it. I have friends in that Georgia area, and they love to call me and say, y'all got snow again? What, you in the house? Girl, I'm on my way out the door as we speak, because it's just a little snow never harmed anybody. That's how we see it. But I know that there's accidents and all sorts of things that take place. But God is still a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I know some don't like that kind of weather because they've gotten spoiled, but you know what? We're living in the last days when all things are possible. The Bible declares that you won't be able to tell one season from another. I know you've got your computer, and I know you've got your iPads and your iPods, and you've got your I this and an I that, but you better get you an IJ or an IG. You definitely need those two. You need an IJ and an IG. And the IJ stands for Jesus, I got Jesus. And your IG stands for I got God. And when you've got Jesus and when you've got God, you have everything that you need, because the Lord promised to give us what we need. Oh, yes, he did. We can get our desires too, but he definitely promised us our needs, because he said he will supply our every need. And I thank God for Jesus, and then I thank Jesus for his blood. I'm looking at the television, and it's saying that Leon cripples Atlanta. Oh, bless his name. But you know what? God is still in the midst of that storm. God is, because they're talking about it. The whole city has not been wiped out. The whole city has not been frozen to death. Somebody's able to make a report. So there's yet life in Atlanta. The ground is frozen. The highway is cold, dark, and ugly, but yet life still exists in Atlanta. Oh, bless his name. Can you tell the Lord thank you tonight? Oh, my God, I just love Jesus, because Jesus is real. I know the Lord is real. He is there with his outstretched hand. He is taking care of them, and he's going to keep them according to his will. And I pray for them, and I ask God to give them the strength that they need to endure this situation. Just put your trust in the Lord. Cast your cares upon the Lord. You know what? Because there's nothing that you can do about it. You can get on your computer and see the storm, but you can't change it. You can't fix it. So you have to just get yourself prepared to just tell the Lord thank you, for it is the day that the Lord hath made, whether it entails snow or sunshine or rain or a little bit of wind, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but it is still the day that the Lord he hath made. Now the Bible declares in Revelation that the devil sent a flood. God sends the rain and God sends the snow, but the devil sent a flood. The devil got in the way. And it's his job to destroy, to kill, to devour as many as he possibly can. But you know what God did? God allowed the earth to open her mouth and drink up the flood. Oh, bless his name. So God is with them. I have family members there. And I know that they're going to be all right because God is with them. Oh, isn't he such a good, good God? It don't seem like it when we're in a disaster. But just think about it. All is not lost. It could be worse than what it really is. So we just thank God tonight for being God and for being with his loved ones. Let's go to the word of God, and I'm going to be finished in a few moments. But the songwriter said, I'm calling your name, and I need you right now, Lord. Somebody, I'm sure, sitting on that interstate for hours and several hours and can't see what time they're going to be able to go home or wherever they were trying to get to. I'm sure this song is appropriate. I'm calling your name because I need you right now, Lord. Another songwriter wrote a song and said, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, so bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, so bless me now, my sweet Savior. I come to thee, whether they're sitting in their car or at Home Depot, but they call on the Lord. You can't tell me, out of all of those folk in that store, that somebody didn't recognize that I need you, Lord. I'm calling upon you, God. Don't let me perish. Don't let me sit here and freeze to death. Don't let me be ran off the road and go over the cliff or my car flip over four or five times. God, I need your outstretched arm to protect me. I don't mind the storm as long as I'm coming out of the storm. All right, let me get to the word of God because I'm getting excited here. Ooh, my. You know, it's something about thinking about the goodness of the Lord. It is the devil's job to make us look at God as being the villain, the troublemaker, the destroyer. That's his job. But as a child of God, as a Christian, you've got to see it as it is. As they say in the world, when I was playing cards, they said, call a spade a spade. So you've got to see the devil for who he really is. He will try to make you think that God is against you. But the word declares that God is working things out for your good. All you got to do is trust him, no matter what it looked like. No, it may not go the way that you wanted it to go, but he is still working it out for your good. You may not see it right now because that's not what you want. That's not the way you want it. But if you would just hold on and be strong and don't give up, you will look back over it and say, Lord, I thank you for being in control of me, because I can go back to where I wanted something so badly. But I tell you, woo-wee, this day, today, I thank God for not letting it be so. Because he knew that I didn't know what I was doing. I thought I was in charge. I thought I knew. It felt like I knew. But because of his love, he said, I can't let you do that. I'm not going to permit it. You may not like it right now. You'll have a pity party with your flesh. But as time go by, you will look down the road and you'll say, Lord, I thank you for saying no. Oh, blessed day. That's a word we don't like to hear sometimes. But I tell you, when it comes to my life, it's all right with me if the Lord says no to some of the things that I put before him, because he knows what's best for me. And the Lord knows what's best for you. So don't give up on it. Don't be discouraged and don't be dismayed about the weather. God got it. He's going to take care of everyone. I don't care if the car gets smashed up. But God knows what he's doing. And he is the devil's boss. Let's go to the Word of God. We're going to Mark's Gospel tonight or today, whenever, however. Mark's Gospel, and I'm looking at Mark's Gospel, and Jesus and the disciples were on their way somewhere, and as they were going to this place in this Gospel here, that Jesus was hungry, and he wanted a little something to eat, and the fig tree didn't have any figs on it, this particular fig tree, because we still are able to eat figs. So when he cursed the tree, he only cursed that one that wasn't producing. And so Jesus went on to curse the tree, and they went on about their business. And as they came back, as they were traveling, and as they entered into Jerusalem, Peter, of course, would look at this tree that Jesus had cursed. And he remembered, hey, that's the tree that Jesus cursed. And he talked about it. He said, hey, Jesus, look, that's the tree that you cursed. And now that tree has withered away. Oh, my goodness. And Jesus, answering, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Oh, my God. I like that. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he or she, let me include us girls, saith shall come to pass, he or she shall have whatever or whatsoever he or she saith. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful to know that these mountains in our lives, no, I don't read anywhere in the Word of God where it tells you to climb that mountain. That mountain of distress and despair, and that mountain of depression and oppression. God never told you to climb it, but he said, if you believe in your heart, don't doubt, you can speak to that obstacle and it shall. Oh, my God, it shall come to pass. God will move it out of it, but you gotta wait for God to do it. You can't give up. So you can't doubt it. Once you speak it, believe it, and wait on it. Can you do that? Can you speak it, believe it, and wait on it? Come on, say it with me. Speak it, believe it, and wait on it. Let's go to the next verse. I didn't tell you what chapter I'm reading out of. I told you the name was Mark, but the chapter is the 11th chapter, and I talked about it a little bit, and I read the 22nd and the 23rd verse, but let me bring it home to you. Therefore, the 24th verse says, therefore I say unto you, what things, with an S, soever ye desire when ye pray. See, the brothers just told you, I'm calling your name, and I need you right now, Lord. What? Let me read that again. Therefore, Jesus is saying, now listen to this, listen to this, listen to this. Therefore, you got that? Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray. You got to do something. You just can't wait for me to pray for you and Dr. Scott to pray for you and some of the other theologians to pray for you. You can't wait for the church mother to pray for you. You cannot wait for the deacon. But it said whatsoever things you desire when you pray. See, God want to hear from you sometimes. It's good that we can pray for you. Yes, we can pray for you and ask God to move the mountain for you. But what's wrong with your mouth? You can tell God about you better than I can tell God about you. But I'll be in agreement with you while you're telling God. Okay, is that all right? All right, let's continue that, and I'm going to be done. Let me go back and read 11 of Mark's gospel, the 11th chapter and the 24th verse. My time is limited here. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe, key word, believe that ye receive them. Because it says things with an S. So now you've asked for things. So now believe that you're going to receive them. Okay, is that right? And ye shall have them. Oh, my God in heaven. The word of God is rich. And it teaches and it preaches by itself. I love the word of God. I just love it. I just love the word of God. So believe, beloveds, whatsoever things. Now, come on, don't get flighty. Don't get all yooty-hooty, all gabble going here. Don't get stupid here. Don't get stuck on stupid. Don't ask God to kill your neighbor next door because you don't like his dog. Now, that's not even a prayer. That's just plain foolishness. So don't even go there with that, okay? But things that you desire, of good things, Lord, keep me safe. Lord, let me keep my job. And God, and if you don't allow me to keep my job, you're going to keep me because you said your eye is on the sparrow and you're watching over us. And you said that you feed the birds and the lilies of the trees and of the fields. And oh God, you take care of everything because you made everything. So I'm just going to believe that it's all ready. All right, let's do 25, and I believe I'm going to close. No. I got to go on with this. And when ye stand praying, forgive. Uh-oh. Forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Did you hear that? Don't think that you can not be forgiving and expect for the desires to come to pass. You've got something that you've got to do. You've got to let it go. All right, let's go to 26, and I'm closing with 26, Dr. Scott. But if you do not, or it says, if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Oh, my God in heaven. I don't know who that word is to or who it's for, but I hear God saying, somebody have to forgive. Just let it go. Let it go. God's got this. Don't be angry forever. Get over it and get your blessing. Get over it and get your things that you ask God for. Apparently, the desires of your heart, it is yours. And you, yes, you're not going to doubt. You're going to believe. But there is a stipulation here. I'm going to give you what you ask for after you forgive. Because you're still holding that grudge. You're still not speaking to Uncle Joe because of something he said to Mary Sue or Mary. Let it go. Forgive. Love on them. And you'll be set free. And then the things that you believe for, the things that you desired when you prayed, you didn't doubt, but now you have to forgive to get it released. Oh, I love Jesus, and I won't take it back because it's been so good. Maybe this was not what you want to hear, but I am led by the Lord. And if it helps just one person who will listen, then that's who it was for. And God loved the one, huh? The scripture says he left the 99 and went after the one. Why? Because he loved that one that was astray as much as he loved the 99 that was in his presence. So are you the one that's astray tonight? Are you waiting for God, even though you're believing that you're going to have what you asked him for, the things you're going to ask him for, but you haven't forgiven someone? Well, you're the stray one. The Lord is coming for you tonight. The Lord is coming for you today. He wants to bring you back into the fold so that you can get your things. He wants you to have them. They belong to you. But what's blocking you is you. You won't forgive. I'll never speak to her as long as I live. I'll never have nothing else to do with him as long as I live. I don't even want their name. That is not of God. Did you know how they mistreated Jesus? And Jesus said, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. Don't hold it against them. So if we're going to be like Jesus, we're going to be Christ-like, then we got to learn to be like him in every aspect. We got to learn to let go. God bless you tonight. May the Lord smile upon you. And may God continue to bless you. This is my prayer for you. And may he lead you and guide you into all truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. God bless you, beloveds.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
Your best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best.
Is yet to come.
reason for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people talk to, you ain't seen them.
You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a...
I'm here.
Would you deposit this word in your heart?
You ain't seen your best days yet.
No, 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 it's not too late for you to start. Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing.
Yes, you ain't seen nothing yet. Your best days are yet to come. This is Glory United Ministries, and this is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott and Evangelist Patricia Benjamin thanking you are listening to our program, and thank you whether you're listening to it live or whether you're listening to it in the archives. The healing and the prayers go on. God does not operate in time. God operates outside of time. So whatever spiritual benefits come with this program, they are yours. Rejoice and rejoice, and look forward to those best days, which are definitely on their way.
It's gonna come.
Your best days are yet to come. Believe me, the best times are to come. This is WGGM, a service of Glory United Ministries. The founders are Evangelist Patricia Benjamin and Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. We want to thank you for listening, and we believe that not only has the miracle been set in place, set in motion, it is just has to manifest, and we're waiting for the manifestation and to end the program today, I want you to hear Beverly Crawford singing "It's About Time for a Miracle." And while Beverly is taking us into that miracle, I want to offer you two corrections. The first is that this is WGUM. GUM standing for Glory United Ministries. And the number to send those checks and money orders to, the address, is 386 Walmart Drive. So once again, thank you for listening.
Come on, let's have some. Yeah! Miracle.